Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And too, I took advantage with Kim's. She got a little chocolate turtle brownie cake. I was like, well, Shane's not here. You know, he's on his weight loss journey and real proud of him, but it's limited the snacks that we can bring. Because not that he would, you know, make us feel bad or anything like that. Just I don't want to add temptation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like someone trying to quit cigarettes and go into a bar where everybody's smoking. Oh,
I still do that even after all of these years.
I do every once in a while. Most of the time, cigarette smoke stinks to me. But every once in a while, I'll smell a man.
And it's when they first light up.
Yeah, before it gets stanky, that little. I've been really getting the tingles with like the smell of chewing tobacco and cologne. Oh, I'm like, oh, what kind of white trash trauma is this? You can tell I was raised in the trash because I'm like, ooh, a chewing tobacco smell and cigarette smoke. Oh, baby. I bet he has some drama.
You're ridiculous.
God bless.
Ridiculous. For our wonderful listeners out there, last week you got to hear Emily.
Emily.
You get to listen to our buddy Dave today. Hey,
Dave. Hi,
Dave.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Oh, just living the dream.
This is another one of Kim's bestest friends. You can tell she doesn't have a lot of female friends. And usually if a woman doesn't have female friends, it's because she's a B-word. Is that true, Kim?
Absolutely.
Well, you're using that word friend just like friend. That's a word.
Mm-hmm. Acquaintance.
Yeah. Yeah. We've known each other for, about 13 years, maybe.
It was right after Amber passed away. So, it would be 13 years in October.
You all met, like Shane and all of you met around the same time?
No, Shane didn't come until much after.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Shane and I met in hell. We call it hell. We don't call it by name. Mm. We met in hell. Dave and I met in hell also, but it was years before Shane and I did.
Who knew hell could be so social?
Yeah. And we knew each other for a while before we got close. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, about 6 months or so after I got put on Dave's team, his sister was killed in an accident, a motorcycle accident. Yeah. So I was there when he got that call, and I knew what he was going through. Mm-hmm. So Dave and I got really close after that. Aww. And we've been friends since because we both, been through the grieving process together. And
And you have very similar interests and hobbies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You guys love a concert.
Oh, yes.
You love a concert.
Yeah, we've been to so many concerts. I don't even think I could count how many concerts we've been to.
I think you two are the most concert people I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have our annual trip to Indianapolis every year to go see Straight No Chaser.
Oh, yes.
I consider that Kim's birthday present. Plus, I get the tickets in June, so I get to hold it over her head.
Mm-hmm. You better be nice to me, Heifer.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he does, too.
She says one smart little comment, and I'm like, well,
I guess someone don't want to go see Straight No Chaser.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly.
Or, I can take someone else to go,
You don't have to be there.
No. He holds it over my head for a good 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
We have, our rituals. If I go pick him up and take him somewhere, if I take him back home and he gets ready to get out of the car, I'll yell, "Get your shit and get out."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'll always say, "Miss me." And he'll say, "How can I miss you if you don't go away?"
Oh, that's cute.
So, yeah.
Shane, why can't you be cute like that? You don't have the cute stuff.
No, he doesn't.
Dumb slut. That ain't cute. Calling her that. That ain't cute. That's funny. But
is that nice to say when he's not here?
See, that's when we
I'm
say
his brother.
It.
I get away
he's
with
not here.
No.
Fair.
See, okay.
No, I wasn't calling him a dumb slut. That's what he calls Kim.
Oh.
So since Shane is not here, and we have a tendency to, we tell stories. Something will come up. Well, that'll remind us of something. We'll tell stories. So we've told numerous stories about you.
Oh, good grief.
So what I would like for you to do is tell a story about us.
Good news.
All of us going and doing something.
I don't really have any.
Yeah, well, I think we've only done the one thing together. We went to that one concert.
I mean, not necessarily Josh, but Shane and I.
Oh.
Since Shane's not here to defend himself.
Have you told the story about going to see the movie Trainwreck?
I have not.
Okay. So, I don't know when this happened.
I don't remember when that
Is this another circle jerk thing?
No. No, I have certain stories about Kim. But with Kim and Shane. Yeah, well, with Kim and Shane, we had gone to Marion to go see the movie Trainwreck.
Is that the Amy Schumer movie?
Yes, okay. And the John Cena.
Yes, it is.
2015 is when that came out.
Yes.
You see all of his ass in that.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think that... Is that the right one?
It was the only time I didn't want to see him.
But oh, no, I enjoyed it quite freaking. Yep, it was July of 2015 when that came out.
And we had gone to Marion to go see it at the movie theater up there. I say up there because I'm from Muncie. So we had gone, and it had just started pouring down rain after the movie was over. And Shane and I are pretty tall guys and can run a little faster than Kim. It's kind of like the little cartoon where you have the you have the two big animals running, and you just have this little like
little chihuahua following them.
Mm-hmm. So it's just pouring down rain. And Shane's driving. So instead, we all started going, running towards the car because it was like parked really close to the theater. And Kim started running in the rain.
Oh, God.
We get in the car and I yell at Shane. I say, lock the door, lock the door. And Shane goes,
you have to tell him twice.
Right. Shane was like, I already thought about it. Lock the door. And Kim is standing out there next to the car door.
In pouring rain.
I'm in the damn door.
Beating on the window.
Calling us every name in the book.
I was drenched clear down to my underwear and bra.
She's never
I was
been
completely
wetter.
Wet. No, no kidding.
not in a while. And she's giving us that like... either the pissed off face or like the sad puppy. Like,
I'm gonna
in the window.
Murder you.
And I probably cried so hard on the way home from laughing at that.
And I froze all the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, then he the had car the air smelled like wet on. Dog, I'm sure.
Oh,
hey now.
Of course.
Hey now.
But one of my other funny stories about Kim, we had gone to an Indianapolis Colts game.
I will never, ever live this down.
No,
never.
She will not. We went with, it was myself, Kim, and Adam?
Adam and Cole.
Adam both. And Cole.
Yeah,
okay.
Adam and Cole are friends of Amber's.
Right, right. And we were trying to figure out how to get out of downtown Indianapolis because obviously roads were blocked off for the people to go to the stadium and et cetera.
A lot of them are one way, so you can only go one way.
Right. So Kim is like, well, we can turn down this way. We just got to, you know, wait for the lights change. And so she's behind these two cars, and the light is changing. The cars aren't moving. Light's changing. Car's not moving.
They're in a parking lot.
No. These were two parked taxis that she was sitting behind,
oh, God.
Waiting, and didn't realize it for, at the very least, 5 minutes.
Oh, gosh, she's sitting there honking. It
probably cycled through red, you know, green at least two or three times.
Oh, I would have exploded. Oh, I would have exploded.
She's sitting there going, what are you guys doing? What did it? And then we just realized the cars are parked.
Oh,
and
God.
She's parked behind these cars.
That story gets brought up at least once or
Poor
twice
Kim.
A year.
She gets so nervous behind the wheel sometimes.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like every time the story's brought up, the amount of time that she's sat behind these two cars
it keeps getting longer
and longer.
We were there for 10 years.
Yeah, it's getting there.
I think at one point it was close to an hour in one of the stories. Like she had just been parked there. Like, why are you not going? Why are you not going? Just.
And of course, I mean, you know, with Shane being a friend, there's stories that Shane has that I just love. And every time we meet somebody new, I ask him to tell those stories. Mm-hmm. Anytime Dave meets somebody new, he tells them the story about me getting stuck between...
So this one time, this dumbass over here.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I thought I saw the sunset that time and...
Civilizations disappeared into nothing while we waited.
Right. There was like five presidents that changed.
Actually, I can't remember if it was the last time that we recorded with Shane or the time before. He had told the story about when you got upset with him over the tickets.
over the tickets.
Yeah. You and I were going somewhere and he kept saying that, you know, well, I guess I'll hang out with my real friends because we didn't invite him or get him a ticket. You don't even remember this?
I know.
He blocked it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
No.
So we were at Hell, we were working, and we had gotten tickets to something, and you had actually got them, you know, when we were talking about it, you just got them. Well, we didn't ask Shane if he wanted to go. And
you bastards.
I don't remember what the tickets were for. I don't remember who we were going to go see. But he started harassing us. That's okay. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go anyway. I'll hang out with my real friends.
Was it Pat McAfee in Fort Wayne?
It could have been, yeah.
Because I know he didn't, was not happy being there.
No, like, that's, he was uncomfortable. Yeah. No, it wasn't that because he didn't end up going with us wherever it was that we went. But yeah, I don't remember where it was, but he kept harassing us about, you know, us going without him. And he, you know, he felt really, you know, I'll just sit at home with my friends and with my real friends and this and that. And every time he would make a comment, you would get madder and madder. And finally you exploded and Randy yells, take a lap, Eugene.
Shane just knows,
yeah.
Like that one button. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knows
and
the button.
And he's just not afraid to just press into that button.
Nope, he stomps on that sucker.
I shared a room with him for 16 years.
Oh, you poor soul.
No, you don't do it to me because I know I'm the same way. You'll notice both of us, we're very like civil with each other because we're both like, you know too much.
I think I may have exploded at him a couple times when we were in
between hell. That and when he put congratulations on your Facebook page.
Oh,
he told that story too. Oh,
so I, okay, I guess, can I say it from my point of view then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So I had just broken up with a girl who ended up marrying a guy that looked like Sloth from the Goonies, but that's neither here nor there.
Hey, anyway, guys.
Oh gosh, anyway, so at the time, I had phone coverage that was only like, you only had so much data per month.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Back in the day, right. Before Unlimited came in and it's wonderful now. So I had just gotten to the point where I was out of data. So I was putting my phone on airplane mode at work to, you know,
not coast. Pay those overages.
Exactly. Until I got home and I had internet and I connected there. Well, I was getting ready to go to break, and one of our friends, Cecil, I was telling my boss that I was going to break, and he was sitting right next to our boss, and he looks at me and goes, hey, congratulations on the baby.
Oh, God.
And I looked at him and I said,
the hell are you talking about?
What? What baby? I don't know if any baby. No.
Ain't mine.
If there's a baby, it's not mine. Yeah, exactly. And he looked at me and goes, no, Shane just posted on your Facebook wall, hey, congratulations on the baby. And I'm like, no.
Oh, God.
And Cecil's looking at me like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to say that if it's not true. Okay. And I'm like, no, I don't have any kids. My boss is looking at me like, hey, congratulations. And I was like, Mark, no.
Hey, Dad.
No, there's no. And like the girl and I were still friends on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Like this literally, the breakup happened maybe the weekend before.
So she got pissed. Who are you screwing around with?
That's
why are you dating with me?
Exactly. That's what I was afraid of. She would be like, well, why are you cheating on me?
Yeah.
So
you bastard.
Run. Because where we were sitting at and where the break room was a good...
It was clear across the building.
It was a big building.
Yeah, it was the other side of the building. So I, like, jogging to the break room to get out my phone.
No.
Erase this. Yeah. And I come back and Shane is just laughing his
ass off. He's just rolling.
He knows what happened. He knows everything that happened. Apparently they had went to him and been like, why did you put that on his wall? And he goes, I was just playing a joke. And yeah. And I'm sitting there like freaking the crap out because I'm afraid the girl was going to look at this and be like, oh my God, you've been cheating on me.
Right.
And my
jump to conclusions.
Right. Exactly. And my anxiety back then was a hell of a lot worse than it is now. Thank you, the therapy.
Oh, my God.
Better help. Sponsor us.
There you go. But, yeah. And Shane is just having a field day with us. I'm like,
Yeah, he was ready
to kill. You son of a biscuit. I remember when cell phones first like started coming, you know, when everybody had one, he was big on at the pranks. He would prank me and grandma a lot back when you could send like automated text messages, right? You know, and you could set the number like 10, 20, 1,000. And, you know, it locks your phone down because if you try to do anything, it pops up text message, text message, text message, text message 1,000 times over and over. And grandma, you know, she had a real bad anxiety too. So she said, I don't know. I think my phone's broken. I don't know what's going on. They said he's taking. I think, oh, is he okay? I can't read it. I try to read it and another one comes up and I can't. I'm like, grandma, it's Shane. You know, he's joking. Yeah, he's joking.
Oh, I've learned, thanks to Kim, that not to give him my cell phone.
Oh, no. See, we're very different. He likes to do cyber pranks where I like to see the face when I do the prank. I like to watch my crimes.
I can't even begin to tell you how many times he's gone on Craigslist and answered things for me. There was one time he answered an ad on fainting goats.
Oh, God.
I would like a fainting goat.
If I show him my whisker biscuit, will that make him faint?
So, yeah, he done that. The silos was the best one. That was the last one that he did because I threatened if he ever done that again, I'd kill him. Because this guy had a silo that he had torn apart and he was trying to get rid of. And he messaged him and gave him my name and number. This guy calls and I said, you know, he said something. I said, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number. And I hung up on him. Well, he calls right back and he says, is this Kim Morrow? And I'm like, yeah. And he says, yeah, you're the one that answered the ad. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I did not answer the ad.
If you know,
and finally I screamed at him because he called me like three times. And finally I'm like, listen, dude, it was a joke. It was a joke.
I did not. Someone pranked me. You know, Shane loves you when he pranks you.
Oh, man. I wanted to kill him then.
We were real big on jump scares when we were growing up. I like hiding and scaring the hell out of someone. But like our goal was to like scare you so much you like peed. Didn't do it very often.
Our buddy Cecil does that to his wife all the time and then posts them on Facebook. They're so funny.
If anybody pulled in the house, like our dad or somebody, you know, we instantly run to go hide. Like, dad's home.
Right.
Where's the best? I'm going to hide in the bathroom because he's going to go in there. And then right when he's peeing, open the shower. I mean, we were still kids, but even at like 7 years old, we're like 5'7", 5'8". So, you know, we're still tall as kids. Pissed all over the wall.
I was
going to
say, I bet
all over the wall.
He lost control
like a fire hose.
Lord. My goodness.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
But yeah.
Put Vaseline on the toilet seat. That's real funny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Wasn't CrimeCon fun?
Yes, it was. I love being at CrimeCon. We had a blast. I had so much. Colorado was awesome.
It was.
I'm still a little stoned.
I'm so jealous.
I'm sure that you will be. However, we've not been there yet. We're recording ahead. So
yeah. This comes out like a week. Like
the week after.
After we get back. Yeah, CrimeCon was so much fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was so cool seeing Ice-T. Yeah, Ice-T.
Yeah, he's supposed to be there.
I always get him and Ice Cube mixed up. And you know, I like Ice-T on, is it NCI, CSI, one of the police shows he's on. He's been on forever. I just get it mixed up.
Isn't it Law and Order?
That's it.
Yes,
Dun-dun. I love it because he, like, no matter what the situation is, his character, like, adds a little bit of lightness and humor to it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man, this shit crazy. But... I'm like, Ice T, respect. You do a good job, but I'd much rather see Chris Maloney. Oh, I'd like to see Chris Maloney. Maloney. Oh, he is so handsome. Ever since that scene from Oz, my God, that was like such a gay awakening, which is really messed up. But it's such a, ooh. Have you seen ever? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No clue.
There's a show, I think it was early 2000s, called Oz, about a men's prison. Chris Maloney played like the head prisoner. Like he played the like a bad guy in it, which is, you know, a lot different than how people normally see him. But there's one scene where, and this is like Chris Maloney in his prime, like built, hairy, muscly, like 40s or so. And this guy's like servicing him in the shower with his mouth. And you see pretty much everything.
Oh, wow.
And so you're like, oh, my. And then, you know, as things do, they have an end to them. Mm-hmm. And during the end of the shower.
I love it when he tries to be big.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's saying a mask got to be PG. During the end of the shower, Chris Maloney succumbs to his passions.
Nice word.
And yeah. I still squeezed it in there. And as soon as he does, reaches down and you think like, oh, you know, good boy. But no, it's like, breaks the guy's neck.
Oh, well.
And it turned a lot of guys on, me included. I don't know why. Says a lot about us. Oh, but wow. No. Not that I want that to happen, but it's like, oh, Chris Maloney is real sexy. Would it be worth it? Maybe. Okay. I would honestly have to think about it. If the opportunity came, I'm like, I ain't got much going on right now, you know? Or Mariska Hargitay. I love her. I love her so much.
What is she in?
Mariska Hargitay. She's in the show with them.
Yeah.
She's the woman in it with the brown hair. I've never
seen it, so I don't know.
With the brown hair. We spoke about her a few weeks ago. Her mom's Jane. That documentary, My Mom Jane, just came out. What's Jane's last name?
Mansfield.
Yeah, Jane Mansfield. It's Mariska Hargitay's her daughter. And I haven't seen it yet because I don't have HBO Max anymore. I really had to limit my...
Hulu too has many choices.
I was going to say, her murder was a pretty big deal.
It was it wasn't a murder. Yeah, they drove into the back of a semi and... Mm-hmm. All semis now have that Mansfield bar in the back of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, little Mariska was found in the back seat. Like, they had left the car accident scene with the other, her brothers and sisters in the, you know, the police car. They had no idea Mariska was even in the car.
Still in there.
So they had to go back and they found her, like, asleep under the floorboards.
Oh, wow.
Of the, like, just, you know. Crouched in the rubble. Like, yeah. God, well, it's a heavy sleeper.
They have a new one on Hulu. It's about the Delphi murders. And they have Richard's Al. They have his wife on there.
Oh, God. That's what I, out of all of it, that's who I'm curious about is her.
Because she swears up and down he didn't do it.
I always feel bad for the murderer's family, especially when they don't know, unless there is proof. And they've been, you know, trialed guilty. And then the person's still like, no. Like what you just said she's doing.
Yeah, I'm she
like,
still is.
To me, that's giving like, I can't cope with the reality of this. So I'm going to just deny it for my own sanity type of, you know, like can't bring herself to no way my husband did this, you know, without me knowing. Like, there's no way. I can't be that, you know,
blind. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It had some good information in it. I think there were some new things that came out in it. I can't remember what they were. Oh, they were telling about some of the evidence that they had found.
Yeah, they were at Crime Con.
They're going to be at the new one, or the, well,
that's what
the
I'm,
one that we're getting ready to
we're
see.
Back
that we
already.
Are already back.
They were at Crime Con, and we did see them.
Yeah, we will be.
This is all like psychic guessing.
Oh, no, I plan on it.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. They're definitely one I want to see.
Yeah, they're going to, I think they're having like a whole segment and like somebody that worked on the
detective.
Case.
Yeah, the original detective, I think.
I know. Nancy Grace, Ice-T, the Delphi family. Who else was there?
I've seen quite a few ones that I would like to go.
I have too.
Do you have that scheduling app?
Not yet, no. I'll get it before.
Because that's a good way to keep track.
See, now this is my third year, and generally it takes me three times, like mm-hmm. on my third time of doing something to where I don't get the anxiety and the stress, like you feel like by my third time, I've mm-hmm. got a handle on it, even though it's a different location and, you know, different things. I know, like, I know what how to do expect. The map. Yeah. I know, you know, I've got a safe place to go to where I can get away from the crowd mm-hmm. if I need be.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love that. Not love, but I like that you have anxiety almost like similar because you know mm-hmm. exactly what you got to plan stuff out. Like, it's not like a whim. Like, I can just walk into a crowded room and be okay. Yep. No, I'll pass out. Mm-hmm. My feet will go numb and I'll have mm-hmm. a panic attack mm-hmm. if I don't plan ahead.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
That's why I'm glad it's Colorado, because I can take a little gummy and I can just walk into a crowded room. I'm like, I'm walking on sunshine. Ah.
You guys are fabulous.
Yeah, I love people. Oh,
good to see him.
Please talk to
walking
me.
Walking through CrimeCon, just, you know, waving his hands and yelling at people and talking. I can just see you doing that.
I plan to just, you know, especially since it's my third time, I know I'm respectful to people, but I can also be fun and respectful because my first CrimeCon and even last year's, I still had like the mentality that like almost like a funeral home because a lot of death and murders mm-hmm. and bad things happen surrounding CrimeCon. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm glad that they allowed us to do our live
mm-hmm.
and that it's centered around, you know, let's end the weekend with a laugh, a lightness, right. because mm-hmm. there is a lot of heaviness mm-hmm. in this field of work. But it doesn't always have to be so heavy. Yeah. And I like that.
I think that was probably the one thing when we went to Vegas, the first one that we went to. I think that was the one thing that really set out in my mind is how many people that was there handing out flyers
yes.
of people of their loved ones that was either missing or they had been murdered, mm-hmm. trying to get people to give them exposure for their case.
Half of my duffel bag was full of, you know, that little bag they give mm-hmm. you. I mean, it was just chock full of them. And I did. After each one, I always look through them. Like, mm-hmm. I always look at the pictures and out, like, there's yeah. not anything someone like that gives me that I just throw away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that come up to your table and, I don't know, they don't have any involvement with a missing case, but they just give off a feeling of, like, I'm doing this to try to be, you know, for clout. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing this because it's popular and I want to be popular too. And I'm like, I have to feel that your heart's in the right place.
Have you ever wondered, just because it is such a crime-oriented thing, have you ever wondered when you were there?
How many serial killers yes. and murderers are walking through here yes. right now?
Mm-hmm.
Especially looking and staring at the podcasters, perhaps, who have covered a case that they've worked on, and they're mm-hmm. relishing in the fact that they've done this murder and all this room full of thousands
now,
of
see,
people.
I don't get no into that knows. Deep, but I just wonder how many murders.
Well, this is anxiety, Kim. Dave, he knows mm-hmm. exactly. Like, you think a lot.
mm-hmm.
Why? You think I'm always so tired? Because my brain's like this 24/7. As soon as my eyes open.
Yeah, I've always wondered. I wonder how many murderers or killers
oh, yeah.
are here. But I've never.
I'm people watching for them too. Because, you know, it's not going to be someone who looks like a murderer.
No.
It's going to be someone who, you know, you would never suspect.
But, of course, what, at least 80% are women?
Yeah. yeah. And thankfully, because women, you know, there's not yeah. a lot of, mostly women kill for revenge.
Right.
Whereas men kill for power.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just thankfully not as many women killers. And if there are, I feel like I would be less pissed if a woman serial killer killed me. I'd be like, I get it. Men are shit. You know, I'm not completely. I'd still want to live and fight, you know. But I on some level, I'd be like, I get it. I get it. Men ain't shit, you know. Men are kind of shitty towards women for much of history. I get it, girl. I get it. You know, it might not have been me that screwed you over, but I get it.
The sad part is I can picture it.
Right.
Like, she's over him with a knife saying, you got any last words? Honey,
I get it. But in my luck, that would be what saved me. She'd be like, no one's ever said that to me before. Oh, my God. Like, oh. You see me.
Oh, honey, I can't get rid of you.
I know.
You make sense.
And that's how I get it up in the basement. Well, shit.
I'm going to let Rick out long enough to go.
Oh, good. Is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, Rick, I'm glad we all got a chance to have dinner mm-hmm. while we were at CrimeCon. Yeah. That was fun.
Because that will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He always hangs out with us. I'm excited.
I hope other podcasters we know are there. That's what I like too, since it's my third time. Mm-hmm. I know people. Whereas the first time you're like, I know nothing. Yeah. I know no one.
I know the girl from Cold Case File. The one that her dad was murdered. I know she's going to be there.
I know Jess from Asian Madness. I don't know if she's going to be there or not.
I don't think she is.
Pia from Crimes from the East. She usually goes. She wasn't at last year's. I haven't asked her if she was there this year. Hopefully she was.
Aaron and
Kristen Seavey from Murder, She Told podcast. She usually goes if she has time. Last year she was there on just the very last day. But I got to see her. She's very, very lovely, nice lady.
I wonder if this one lady that was great beside podcast. Us, was it Sisters That Killed? Was that who was beside
they
us
were,
last year?
Yeah, yeah, they were. Well, a table between. Mm-hmm. We had, who was the one next to us? The cute guy with the goatee?
Oh, plaid shirt. The one that was on the other side of us was...
Smelled real good. Oh, we had the Canadian guy. Yeah. I forget his name. He's real nice. Very nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's real nice. And then on the other side of him was...
The attractive man.
Yeah. Aaron and... Oh my goodness. Why can't I remember his name?
I don't know. But the one I liked was given off, he might let you after a few beers kind of vibes. I'm like... respectfully. Respectfully. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Respectfully. Mm-hmm. Unless you don't want that, then I'm open.
You're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's going to drive me crazy until I find out who they were.
Well, you know, consent, always sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I always say, I consent to whatever you want to do to me. That's why you can't be real picky when you're a pillow princess. You just got to lay there.
You're ridiculous.
You do the work. I'm tired. I'm tired.
Find it. I swear I will.
Mm-hmm. Da, 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 I was going to say, need the Jeopardy theme here, right?
And this is going to be really stupid because just as soon as I see it, it's going to pop into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah.
It's a popular one.
Boy, those mountains in Colorado were beautiful. I've never seen mountains that big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Generation Y. That's what it was.
Okay,
thinking.
Yes.
Generation
yes.
Y. And the Stanley was so cool.
Oh, yeah, the Stanley Hotel. For a second, I was like, the Stanley Cup, that was there?
No, we're taking
the
a
Stanley
tour.
Stanley Hotel,
we
yeah.
We took a tour, yeah.
It was creepy. You know, out of all the times I've been possessed in a hotel, that was the funnest.
Now we're talking all about all this, and then when we actually are done,
we'll come back and I'll,
hello, my name is John Rubens. I'm from hell.
Grandpa? Oh,
no. Hello? Madge, is that you? Oh, I hate when the sun does that. It went down and got clouded. I was like, uh-oh. That See, ain't good.
You make all those jokes.
When it starts getting darker.
Right.
Wake up, Kim. Quit yawning.
I can't help it.
She parties all night.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
She yeah, does, sure. too. I know she has to wake up early during the week and... She'll be sending TikToks to me and Shan at like 11:30, close to midnight. Mm-hmm. And I'm always in my head, I'm like, go to bed, Grandma. You got to be up in a few hours. You're old. Get to sleep. You need it.
It depends. If I have slept in a little bit, you know, like on the weekends or stuff, it'll probably be at least 11 or 12 before I go to sleep tonight. But if usually Monday night and Tuesday nights, the nights that I fall asleep the fastest because I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been, if I do scroll at night, I'll put on something like kind of boring to fall asleep to. Like, here's a video of historical facts spoken at a monotone with a slightly British voice. I'm not sure if it's AI or what.
I really need to start setting a timer when I start knowing that I'm going to start scrolling. That way I know because I lose track so fast. And the next thing I look up and I'm like, oh, 1 o'clock. I guess it's time to go to bed.
Especially TikTok because it hides the time from you.
Yeah.
I'll even start looking around. I'm like, damn it, I don't have any other sources of time besides a microwave in this house. It's crazy. Like,
you don't have a clock?
I do now. Oh. But I mean, most people, you know, previously you'd have wall clocks and like digital clocks for your alarm clock. But now everything's just, you know, on your phone. So a lot of people don't have clocks anymore. You don't realize till you don't have one on your phone. You're like, what the hell time is it?
It's true.
What year is this?
Right. Right.
Getting a little TikTok spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dave, do you have a mystery for us today?
I do.
Oh, boy.
All right, kids. Let's,
I'm older than you.
I forgot Kim's here. All right, guys. Gang?
Can I call you guys there gang?
Yeah, that, yeah, we're, I mean, they are the gang.
All right, gang. Let's go back in time a little bit, shall we?
My favorite.
Yeah, to a little town called Speedway, Indiana.
Hmm.
Now known for the Indianapolis 500, Brickyard 400.
I didn't know it was its own town.
Yeah, it's its own little town on the southwest side of Indy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're from Muncie, Indy is like from anything past Noblesville to downtown Indy is what I think of Indy. And then you get older and you're like, oh, there's Indy or Noblesville, Carmel, Fisher. Like, there's towns.
Right. Oh, I've lived in Muncie since 2005, and I still can't tell you what's on the south side of Muncie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know there's...
You know there's a Walmart.
There's a Walmart, yeah.
There's that road that all the old cars drive down on the weekend for fun for some reason.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, anything past Memorial, no clue.
Dead to you.
Yeah, I know there's a Walmart there on the south side of town. That's about it.
There's a park with cabins. You can get a blowjob for $5 on a Friday.
Now, where's this?
That's probably good information for him.
Hey.
At least when I live there, you could.
So we're going to travel to Speedway, Indiana, to a little restaurant known as the Burger Chef.
Do you remember Burger Chefs?
Do you? No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I think...
I do.
I think it finally got sold to Hardee's in, like, the 80s.
I remember seeing it in, like, older movies from then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're still 10... You're about 10 years younger than me, aren't you?
I just turned 45.
Okay.
Remember, we had the whole talk about my...
So I'm about 12 years older. So, but, yeah, I remember them. Mm-hmm. Pretty vaguely, because, I mean, McDonald's was there, but it wasn't as big. Mm-hmm. We always went to Burger Chef. There was one in Winchester, so and we went to Winchester a lot.
Well, see, and the funny thing is about Burger Chef is that it... I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
That it actually started in Indianapolis.
Huh.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm, in 1954. The first store opened in 57.
Hmm.
And at the time, it was pretty much almost the precursor to McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's was there, but some of the ideas that Burger Chef had, McDonald's kind of didn't steal, but they took their version of later on.
Like
their Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Happy Meal at Burger Chef was called a Fun Meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually started in 72, while the McDonald's Happy Meal started in 79.
Oh.
So
quite a ways
right,
after.
Right. So Burger Chef was like, you know, the starter to all this new idea stuff, like their advertising with two cartoon characters and the Fun Meal, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, they were like number two in the like rankings of burger places.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What's number one? White Castle.
Would have been McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They also created what's called the Big Chef, which sounds familiar. If you think about
Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's two beef patties. Hold on. Two patties, cheese, lettuce, sauce, and a bun in the middle. Which, if you look at a Big Mac,
just without
it's the same
thing. Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, exactly.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Pickles on a sesame seed bun.
There we go.
Exactly. So, and then they started that in 64, and McDonald's didn't start the Big Mac until 67.
Oh, gee.
So, yeah.
Takes them a while to copy, but they do it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But we're going to go to this Burger Chef in Speedway in November of 1978.
Just a little while ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's about...
I was 10.
You were 10. I was not even born yet. I was born 2 years later.
My mother was 10.
Yes, I know I'm the same age as your mother.
So... The thing about this Burger Chef is that it had, that night, four employees was working. Jane Freet, and I hope I'm saying that name right, Mark Flemons, Ruth Sheldon, and Daniel Davis were working that night around midnight, getting the place cleaned up because they had just closed the shop at 11 o'clock.
Damn, that's late.
Right. Especially for 1978.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Really
thought
odd.
They'd close at like 7.
Right. Because, and especially in a little town like Speedway. Because at that time, they were doing commercials saying, hey, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? Right.
Don't forget you have kids.
Yeah, don't forget. And so these four were working that night. The store closed at 11 o'clock. And they had another employee that was just driving by and had noticed that the back door of the place was open still. Mm-hmm. And the lights were on. So he went in to check to see what was going on. There's nobody in there. The place is ransacked. The four people that were supposed to be there were gone. The two ladies' purses were still around. And they had noticed that there was, it just looked like they were trying to play a trick on him or whatever. It just ended up being this weird thing to happen. So he called his boss. And the boss said, well, call the police because it could have been a robbery. It could have been, you know, what happened.
Kidnapping.
Yeah, kidnapping. Who knows? So the police get there and they notice that there was money bags gone and really only $581 were taken.
A lot back then.
Right. So the police just assumed, oh, kids being kids, they just took the money and went partying. Until they noticed the next day the kids didn't come back.
Oh.
And the people that apparently had grabbed these kids, and I say kids loosely, I think one of them was like 20 years old.
It's still a babies. Kid in my, yeah.
Still, yeah, still, kid in my still kids.
Right.
Had taken Gene Freed's car, and had parked it a few miles away from the store, like closer to the Speedway police station.
Mm.
So the police just blew it off saying, oh, they were just partying. They'll be back. You guys can go ahead and clean this up and all this before even taking pictures of the evidence.
Oh, my God. They were so nonchalant back then.
Right.
For it
right.
to be the next day when they're like, oh, they might actually be in trouble.
Right. Well, it was just weird because the kids never came back. There was no evidence of anything crazy happening, so they allowed them to clean up the store and open up the next day.
There goes all that evidence.
Exactly.
Wiped down.
Exactly. So they went ahead and did it. And then a few days later, there were two people walking in this wooded area in Johnson County, which is a little further away from Speedway.
Had it's found more south.
Yeah. They had found their bodies.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was on November 19th when they found their bodies. It was about 20 miles away in northwest Johnson County. Now, both Daniel Davis and Ruth Sheldon were shot with a 38 caliber handgun, a gun that they never ended up finding. And Jane Freed had been stabbed twice in the chest.
Jesus Christ. What'd they do to you?
Well, nobody knows, right? There's a lot of theories about it.
It makes you feel like there's more than one person. Right. If one's shot and one's stabbed, it sounds to me like there's more than one person.
Well, there's two shot and one stabbed. Yeah. And then the fourth guy was bludgeoned with a chain.
A chain?
Chain-like object. And the point that he basically had died from choking on his own blood.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and these people were just scrawled about in this little wooded area, still wearing their uniforms. For Burger Chef.
Oh, my.
And the thing about Jane Freed was the knife was still stuck in her body. They had broken the handle
because
they couldn't get it out.
Now, that's some forceful stabbing.
Exactly.
What in the world was it stuck on that they couldn't get it out?
Probably lodged in a bone or could something.
It could be. Maybe. Possibly. But they end up getting the knife blade out of her during the autopsy and then didn't show it to the media until the 40th anniversary. Of the murders, which was just in 2018.
Oh, my God.
I think, yeah. So the blade was about 4.5 inches. So it wasn't a pocket knife. It had to be in the sleeve. But they still have not found any information about the handle. They just know about the knife. Sorry, I'm just looking through my notes real quick.
You're fine. We do it all the time.
There was a book that was released in 2019 about the Burger Chef murders. And in the book, they said that as various departments converged on the site, some drove through areas that should have been sealed off, like the police officers, mm-hmm. that should have been sealed off. And there were rumors that one of the bodies was moved before the coroner or evidence technician arrived at the scene. So,
wow.
Bodies being moved, like, they're not doing...
Nothing was usable.
The crime scene was completely corrupted.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this is back when, you know, if someone found out there's a crime scene nearby, let's go get a souvenir. I mean,
people still do that now, but they just can't get past the police officers because people still go and gawk.
Back in the day when Bonnie and Clyde were killed by police, thousands of people would go see the body, and they got to the point where they were like cutting off pieces of hair, pieces of their ear. Their one guy tried to cut off Clive's nose, I think it was, like his tongue. Like, what a morbid souvenir.
It is. It really is.
That's how you get ghosts.
There's a guy I follow on YouTube who does like death tours.
Yeah.
And we were talking about James Manfield earlier. He has the car.
Oh, wow.
From the accident. Hmm. And that he has like a little museum, and he'll show it off to people. And wow. He'll have like little pieces of like certain killers' houses or stuff like that. And I'm just like, that's just really, why? But he also,
I mean, I'm into true crime and that kind of stuff too, but I wouldn't want,
yeah,
you know, something from Jeffrey Dahmer. Right. Or
that's where it starts to get into the
obsession
and sensitiveness of it. Like, we're especially the idolized worship of some people of these serial killers and people have done horrible things, and how they have like fans that will write to them in prison and like, I love
one
you.
Of them, one of them married a fan.
Multiple of them.
Well, wasn't one engaged to Charles Manson?
At I one think point, so.
Right, probably, like right yeah. before he died?
Yeah.
A I young girl, so. Too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
But again, BetterHelp.
So yeah, police just really didn't do a great job on this. Matter of fact, it was on one of the TV stations in Indianapolis. They had mentioned that because they interviewed the reporter that did the story, you know, almost 40 years ago. And he had mentioned that because they had cleaned up the evidence, they needed pictures for their case. So they went back and tried to recreate the way the place looked so they can get photos.
Wow. That'd be hard.
Even their memories are not going to be that great. No. Going, how long was it after that happened?
That was the next couple days.
A couple days. Yeah. Still, even with it that fresh in your mind, you're not going to remember everything.
No, exactly not.
One thing I learned about memories recently is that when you think back and try to remember something, like, you know, think of a positive thing from your childhood that you can remember, you're not actually remembering the memory, you're remembering the last time you remembered it. Mm-hmm. So every time you remember it, there will be slight alterations and changes, things that are forgotten. So, but, you know, something that happened 50 years ago, when you remember it now, it could be a completely different thing that actually happened. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
you know, that's kind of why I love the Facebook memories, because I forget all of, I mean, we've done so much. We've gone so many places and so many different concerts and that stuff. And when I look at those, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that we'd done that, you know?
Right.
And it's kind of like you relive it because you have that good memory come back to you. And
I do, until it's like a memory of the one picture of your ex you forgot to delete on Facebook. And you're sad. Like, ugh, I forgot I went to Niagara with that asshole. Rest in peace.
Well, what I like about it is sometimes, like, sometimes I'll be creative on Facebook. Say a certain person's birthday comes around.
Oh, dear God.
And because a few jokes about her age has come up.
Right.
You know, a couple.
Just a few.
I may have
Stonehenge.
Done.
Stonehenge.
I may have done a series about her history.
Oh, God.
And about one being that she owned the original Annabelle doll.
Oh, God.
Or that she had this is PG, right? I can't really.
Bleep.
A doll for.
And a gratification doll.
Yes, a gratification doll that you could customize with different heads.
Oh, they have those.
Well, there was a picture of one online that I found that I put in the post.
Oh, God.
And I said, I said, this was Kim's original doll for gratification.
The OG.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was
back when they were made of stone.
Oh, I had found all these old pictures from like the early 1800s, early 1900s.
Oh, God.
And just created all these stories about him. Like,
yeah, for my birthday one year.
Yeah, at 4 years old, she learned how to play the saw. But this was around the time of the Civil War, so
things were tough.
Yeah, she needed to use the saw for, you know,
amputations on the battlefield. Yes. But then she'd play it for him and cheer him up with the leg bleeding out, gangrene.
As they slowly went to see their maker.
And you can't help but laugh at it every time it comes up.
Yeah.
Every time stupid things like that come up, I'm like, ah.
And I just found out this year was 10 years ago that I did that.
Oh, good. Lord. Time goes by so fast. It does.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, shoot. We were back on this story. So, yeah, the police just kind of botched this up. Completely.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And then, so because it was a thing that happened across county borders, they had to get the state police involved and also the FBI. And the only thing the state police really did was get some sketches of who the murderers could have been, or alleged murderers.
How did they even know what to go by?
Well, there was a kid.
A man.
There was a kid that was hanging out next door at the, I want to say it was a Dairy Queen at the time. Mm. That had noticed two guys that were hanging out back of the behind the burger shop. Mm.
Two guys.
So they were possible suspects.
Yeah, they. That's,
A bearded guy and a clean shaven guy. That's how they got nicknamed.
Dear God, if that's all it takes to be a murder suspect, then I've been a murder suspect a lot, hanging out in an alley with a bearded man. Oh.
So. What the state police did was they got sketches of what the guys looked like from this kid. I believe he was 16 years old at the time. And then they created, for some reason, nobody knows why they did this, but a 3D clay bust of both guys.
Jesus.
That the Indiana State Police still have to this day.
What?
Yeah, you can look them up. It's just Google Burger Chef Murders clay bust or whatever. Hmm. And they are... No offense, they are the most hideous looking clay bust I've ever seen in my life.
I gotta see.
So if you guys want to take a peek at that real quick, go for it.
I'll try to remember to put some pictures on our Patreon too.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But they are hideous. They look like, they just look bad. But they still have the clay bust to this day. Matter of fact, for the 40th anniversary, they actually brought them out for the press to look at.
It, oh my God.
It's probably like those Lucille Ball.
How would you describe it, Kim? You got it pulled up there. It looks like a kid made them.
Yeah, it kind of does. Their eyes are bugged out. A local
high school art class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
Ugh.
Their eyes are all bugged out.
Jesus
kind of,
Christ.
Yeah, this looks like something that that maybe a junior high or early high school person has done.
This
one's
seen some things. My God.
Yeah, that's the bearded guy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's stoned as hell. I've never seen eyes so red. Why'd they give him red eyes? And then the original pictures would have been in black and white, so it makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The other guy, Jesus.
Yeah, and they still have those to this very day.
They've tried to get rid of them, but each time they throw them away, they magically reappear in the locker. Ugh.
So, yeah. Burger Chef had offered a $25,000 reward for any information.
That's a lot for back then.
For $1978, yeah. And another anonymous person donated an additional $10,000. And even, like, a competitor to them, Steak and Shake, was offering money for information about this case, but nobody has ever come up to say, hey, I know this person.
Man,
there were stories about a guy in Greenwood, I want to say, that claimed that he did it. But as soon as police arrested him, they did a polygraph.
Mm-hmm.
Said he never did anything of the sort. Just he was just saying it to get, I guess, not riz, but however the
clout.
Kids, clout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try to get clout for it. And he took the polygraph, said he never did anything of the sort, that it was just something he made up, and he passed the polygraph, and they had nothing to arrest him over.
Hmm.
So that...
I still think people like that should be charged with a crime,
mm-hmm.
whatever they want to call it. But mm-hmm. I think that's just deplorable. Like, mm-hmm. oh, no, I killed these people just to be, you know, for 5 seconds of notoriety.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then it gets even more interesting because in 1984, Detective Mel Wilsley, sorry.
No, we don't get names right a lot.
Yeah,
on
we
here.
Never get names right. It's all okay. It's all good.
So there was a detective in the Marion County Sheriff's Department that got a phone call from a Donald Forrester who was already in prison for alleged sex crimes.
And allegedly.
Alleged.
Mm-hmm. But most liked.
I was just being nice. But he was in the Pendleton Reformatory.
Yeah, I used to work by there.
Mm-hmm, and he was about ready to be transferred to Michigan City. And I guess if people in Michigan City in their jail knows anything about what you're in jail for, even if it's alleged sex crimes, they are horrible.
Okay.
Like, they will treat you like dirt.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm. So he was trying to talk this detective, saying that he knew information about the murders, if he gives him that information, if he doesn't get transferred to Michigan City. So the detective was like, yeah, sure, whatever. What do you want to tell me? So he goes into detail about what happened to the bodies, that he was part of the murders, and that he knew exactly where the bodies were. He claimed he was the one that shot both Daniel Davis and Ruth Sheldon.
I looked up pictures of them, too. Mm-hmm. That one looks, he looked like a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were all, like, teenage, except for one of them that was 20. Yeah. He said that he knew about parts of the murder that wasn't publicized. He knew about the knife handle. He knew about the position of the bodies. He said that the story was that Freed's brother was dealing in drugs and that they were coming to the store to scare Freed, to tell her he better give us our money mm-hmm. or our drugs or else. But since she knew who it was, things went really botched. Because if you look at the original, when the police came to the store, like, not a lot of money was stolen. It was only $581. There was still $100 in the cash register.
They didn't take all the money.
No, they didn't take all the money. They were just like, oh, well.
We have to make it look like.
Make it look like a robbery.
Look good, yeah. Or not good, but we have to make it look like a robbery. So he and some other associates were trying to get her brother to pay the money that was owed for the drugs. Flemons had intervened to protect Freed because they were going to attack her. He got in their way and was like, no, you're not going to attack her. And it ended up being a big fight that broke out. So then, according to Donald Forrester's story, he was living around the areas where the murders occurred and where the bodies were being dumped at. So he knew exactly what was going on. And he also said that his wife at the time, I know, it's such an exciting story.
Oh, no. I had all that sugar, now I'm crashing.
But he had told them that him and his wife had actually gone back out to the crime scene, picked up the .38 caliber shells, took them home, flushed them down the toilet.
Jesus.
So the police had to actually get a warrant to search the septic tank and go through 8 years of raw sewage.
Oh, gross.
To find, yeah.
What made them even think that they could find it?
I'd stick a magnet down there.
I have no idea. But they did end up finding some shells. And his ex-wife even admitted, yeah, that's exactly what happened. So they had that. And then all the signs pointed that this possibly was our guy. He was probably the clean-shaven guy.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is that somebody inside the jail leaked it out to the press to what was going on. And so because of that, Forrester didn't say another word. And he said that everything he said was not true, backpedaled, the whole deal. And so he'd end up not being charged with it. And he ended up dying in prison from cancer in 2006.
Well, shit.
I believe he was part of it.
He had to be part
especially of it. Especially to know about the knife and the handle breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that handle part was
never released
to the public.
Until 40
years later when they had their big press conference about it.
Well, at least he was in jail already, you know, not for that crime, but for something. He was in there already, but.
Oof. Right. So ever since then, there's been nobody coming up with information that they still have, like, binders upon binders upon binders of information about the crime. No one's ever come up to admit it, or who knows, you know, who did it. Because any possible suspect since then that they've tried to come up with has died.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's
the curse of the burger chef.
Pretty much. And unfortunately, with the way that the crime scene was handled and lack of information, it's become one of the most unsolved crimes in Indiana history.
I can't believe I've never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it before, and I've talked about doing it before. But when I asked Dave to come on, he asked me, he says, have you guys done the Burger Chef? And I'm like, no, I've talked about it, but I never have. Mm-hmm. So I told him he could do it.
Now, there's been two documentaries about it. And there's also
isn't there one out now?
There's two out now.
Oh, there's two out now?
Yeah. There was the book in 2019, which is still available. And then there was a Investigation Discovery show about it called Murders at the Burger Chef. At the Burger Chef, I think it's called.
Man, since he started, though, all I can think of is a nice big a burger. Big burger.
So good.
Right? It's called Murders at the Burger Joint, and that's on HBO Max. And then they did a movie a couple years ago that actually went into the movie theaters. But that one, I believe, is on Hulu? Disney Plus Hulu, called The Speedway Murders.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to watch that.
I've seen that.
That one's an
there.
That's an interesting one because they claim it's a documentary, but it's a movie. And you actually get the point from the four kids.
Oh, like, wow.
About this is what happened. There's this one theory that happened. There's another theory that happened. And I believe there was somebody else in that movie that they interview that claims that he also was part of the murders.
Jesus.
But they never, but they never caught him. It's a really interesting movie.
Never let him take you to a second location.
Yep.
Never, ever.
Mm-mm.
I'll scratch their eyes out before they take me to a second location. You might as well kill me here, because you ain't making it out unscathed if you try to take me out. I'm just, hey.
Yeah.
If I know, especially if I know I'm not making it out alive. Ooh, you ain't either, honey. You ain't either. It might hurt me a little bit, but it's going to hurt you more.
Right.
They'll find us interlocked dead. He fought to the very end. He had a piece of his ear in his mouth. He choked on it. I would. You want to see crazy?
I got crazy for you.
Right. I got years of trauma to release. Here we go. There's an idea for a movie. Someone who is taken by a killer who turns out to be a killer. They didn't know till they had no other option.
And the killer's like, wait, am I supposed to be killing you or are you killing?
And now,
he's killing who?
He kidnapped me to kill me, and now I'm hunting him in the woods. Who's winning now?
That would actually be an interesting movie.
I'd watch it.
Little twist, you know?
Yeah. You thought you had me, didn't you? You saw all this and you thought, ooh, an effeminate gay man. He's going to be easy. Hell no, we used to skin catfish growing up. Come on.
Gross.
Grandpa used to nail their head to a picnic table and peel it.
I don't like catfish.
That's one of the only fish I'll eat.
Really?
I'll eat catfish and salmon mostly.
I like salmon too.
I don't like, what's that white fish?
Tilapia?
Yeah, I don't care for tilapia. It's just such an ugly fish. I don't like eating it. It's such an ugly fish. I'm like, ugh.
We don't care what it looks like as long as it tastes good.
It's flat. Its eyes and mouth are all on one side of its face, like some weird, like, it looks like something that would be in, like, water that's bad for you, like, got some chemical mutations.
And you think that catfish are pretty?
Well, no, but at least their faces are symmetrical, you know, where they're supposed to.
Oh, my goodness.
So you mean like the White River?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't eat nothing.
No, I wouldn't eat none of that.
I've only seen people eat fish out of the White River once when I was at a friend's, when she went to Ball State. There were some people from another country who lived in her same apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And in their country, it was safe to fish in the local river and eat what was out of that river. Mm-hmm. They had a lot cleaner water than Muncie, Indiana did at the time. Mm-hmm. And we saw them leave to go fishing. A few hours later, we were still outside. They came back with, you know, a line full of freshly caught fish. And we're like, what are y'all doing with that?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we're going to have dinner. And we're like, oh, no, you don't want to eat that. You might as well go suck on a turd, because that's exactly what that is going to be. Like, no. I'm like, we don't, you know, other places you might have, you know, some parasites that your body, if you eat it enough, your body can acclimate to. But, there's some dookie and dookie, a lot of dookie, all of our poops in that water. Ooh, gross. Now it's a lot cleaner now. They have, in the past like 10 years or so, made a lot of efforts to clean up the Whitewater River. And it shows there are a lot of river otters, American bald eagles, a lot of wildlife that had been extinct in the White River in that area have now returned.
Have you seen that the armadillos are coming to Indiana?
Yes, I saved it to remind myself because I was so excited. They're all the way up, getting closer to Muncie and Wabash. They've monitored like breeding pairs, and
they're getting close.
Been out of our state. I don't know if they've ever been native to Indiana, but they're with, you know, it's getting warmer here, so they can survive. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so cute, but don't touch them. They're one of the few animals, humans and armadillos can carry leprosy.
Oh, so didn't know that.
If you ever see dead or alive, do not touch an armadillo because you could get leprosy.
He could really, you know, almost take you on useless trivia because he's always got some kind of useless trivia.
I don't remember names, but you bring up a random topic and I'm like, oh, did you know?
Sort of like the Cliff Cleveland of the show, huh?
Yeah. I love it. Well, I've been watching a British show that I've never heard of and recently came across, and all of our British listeners will, I'm sure, know QI. Quite interesting.
Oh, I've seen clips of that. I love it.
I've seen the older ones with the male host and the newer ones with the host, Sandy. I love both of them. They got a host and usually comedians as guests, like four guests and the host, and the host will be like, so did you know, blah, 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 fun fact, interesting subject. And, you know, the comedians will say something funny and they have conversations. Just, it's very simple. Like they give kind of like Whose Line Is It? The points don't count, but they still give them to you anyway. And just,
I love that show.
I've been falling asleep to it every night for like 2 weeks now.
Dave and I actually went and seen a live of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. I saw they were going to be in Fort Wayne or somewhere.
They were in Muncie when we seen them.
I like the original one, the newer one with Aisha and stuff. It's funny. I've seen a couple, but it's not as funny as
I don't think so either.
When back with the four original people and Drew. It was that
every
was,
once in a
they
while
they just had a magic.
I'll get, you know, clips of it on my phone or whatever, and every once in a while there'll be a clip that I watch at least 20 times and just laugh my ass off.
I'd love to do something like that.
Well, you know, that was originally a British show as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What isn't?
Clive,
I swear.
Clive Anderson hosted it, and it was Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie and Greg Proops, and usually another British person. And it was all on Channel 4 in England, and then it came to the United States because of Drew Carey. And a matter of fact, the show that we went and saw at Emmons in Muncie, their special guest star was Drew Carey.
Oh, cool.
And it was just after he left and started doing Price is Right. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We were all stunned when he showed up there.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew he was going to be there.
He was just the surprise
guest. If only
guest.
You would have known, you could have dressed up like that secretary lady. I can't.
Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi.
I love that show.
It was so hard when I put her in drag, not because she didn't see what her makeup looked like till I was finished. And
I am so sorry. I laughed so hard when I saw that picture the first time because I was not Kim.
Oh, yeah. She had eyebrows.
Yeah.
And eyelashes.
Yeah.
Shane had sent me the pictures and I'm like, what is
this? Who the hell is this?
And then I got to the final picture and I'm just like, oh, my God. It's Kim.
Afterwards, after we'd done that, I don't remember if I told you or not, but I sent the pictures to my mom and she's like, who's that?
Oh.
And she shows them to my dad. And Dad says, well, that's Kimmy Dawn, because that's what he calls me. And she's like, no, it's not. And then she looks and she's like, oh my God, it is her. She couldn't believe it.
That face tape works wonders.
She says, I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's gaudy.
Oh, it was so funny. I even commented on, because she had posted it as her Facebook picture. Peg Bundy, is that you?
Right. I love Peg. That's one of my favorite things about drag is, it literally feels like you get to kind of step out of your own self for a little while. And it's fun to play a character of a completely different person.
I was really thinking about letting my hair grow. But I know if I let my hair grow, it was not going to look like, because I liked the down part of it. You know, that wig, it was really pretty.
I'd help you.
But I don't, my hair would never, ever look like that.
I'd show you how.
Oh, my God, I got my friend
Brittany. She had cut her hair short not long after she had her kid, Lyric, and, you know, that was 14 years ago. And since then, we've had a a long process of getting, I mean, she has hair, it's down prior to her belly button now or mm-hmm. so, but it's important when you grow your hair out to grow it out healthy. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of girls, they'll look at my long hair and about 6 to 8 inches is dried, crispy hay.
Right.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm. I'd done really good for a long time, and then I just got a haircut on Saturday, yesterday, and I was like, I just can't take it any longer. I can only take it till for so long, and then it's like, I get this off of me.
I get that way. I want to grow mine out while it's still there for, you know, just one more time mm-hmm. before if it goes away. But it gets about an inch, and I'm like, did you can get, see them great.
Did you get a haircut?
No, I got them all cut.
Oh, thank you.
Think $20.
Pretty much.
I had a... no lie, that's what it's like cutting old men who won't admit that they're bald's hair. They get real, some, not all of them, but some of them, you know how they'll be bald on everywhere except for the sides, mm-hmm. and they'll have a little patch up mm-hmm. front that has just a few hairs, and they get real mad if you take your scissors and cut them. They're like, that was my bangs! I'm like, sir, don't bullshit with me.
Your hair's like, not getting thin, is it?
No, no. I
was going to say, I think Shane's got
I've
that.
I've had receding mm-hmm. as I've gotten older, but not, like, my hair's still, like, thick. I don't have the bald spot in the back that runs in my family. Which,
unlike somebody else, your brother?
Mm-hmm. Which, that comes in, like, your early 20s. So I knew by like 25 that I had my dad's hair, which mm-hmm. his look, you know, he receded a little bit, but he's 60 something and still has a whole head of hair. Yeah. It's white as the driven snow, which I'll take white hair over gray, which it's turning ginger and then it's turning white, like mm-hmm. as my pigment fades, because I got a lot of red undertones and my beard's ginger. That's also why you won't see a beard on me, because I, so far, there's no gray in it. But, you know, every time you grow it out, as a man, when you get older, one day you're going to grow it out, there's going to be gray patches, and I don't want to see that. Nope.
Every once in a while, I mean, I don't have a ton of gray, but every once in a while, I'll be standing in the bathroom, and I'll wash my hands, and I'll look up, and I'm like, there's this one white, very shiny hair right in front, and I'm like, oh, God.
I just wish I could wake up to white hair, you know, like in movies and stuff, and people like get so scared their hair instantly turns white.
That's what happened to me. Like, I woke up on my 32nd birthday and my sides were already turning white. So I've just learned to accept it.
Even in my young 20s, I would purposely bleach and dye my hair to look silver or gray mm-hmm. or white. So I'm like, I think gray, you know, white hair is cool looking, like it makes you look like witchy and like you know something a little bit, maybe.
No, mine's from being in hell for 18 years. 18 and a half, actually.
I don't like the gradual, you know, every mm-hmm. time you look in the mirror you're like, oh, another one over here. I got one up front now, and it's my normal hair is, you know, straight mm-hmm. and kept, and this one white hair is like kinky. And it grows like right here. I'll be in driving and I'm like, what the hell is that? Or I'm getting white nose hairs because I'm bad at, like, I just pull them.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep a hold of them?
I just pull my fingernails. I just rip them out. I do it sometimes in public to show dominance over people. I do it, not a tear or a flinch comes out of my eye, and I'm like, you think you could hurt me?
You've lost it. All right. I think we better move on to Unmasked.
Yeah, it's been an hour and 16 minutes.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. Well, join us for Unmasked and do the socials. Y'all know the spiel.
The spiel.
Buy my dick. Do the socials. Like, comment, subscribe. share, post, comment, and daddy dick pics in the DMs. How you doing? No, just kidding. God, ask me first. If it's good. So we'll talk at you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.